כמוי שלכל זקני ישראל, ויהיו מעליהם, מי שחוקחו לכם צוי למשפחוסי, ושחטו הפוסק. צילו, קודם פסח, קחת בגודס איזוב, התחלתם באדום, שבסך, הגעתם, רשקליף, שתי המזוזויס, מן האדום, שבסוף, אתם לא יסייצו איש בפסח פסח, פויקת, פויקס, אבויו אל האורץ, איתן השם לכם, כאשר דיבר שמעתם לצורה, אבוי דו הזויס, אבויו, כי יוים לעליכם, בניכם, מה אבוי דו הזויס לכם, ועמד, אז הפסח הוא, פרק בייז פרשס בוי פוסוק חוף פס וילכו ויעשו בני ישראל כאשר ציבו השם את מוישה וארוין פיין עושו פיין עושו וילכו ויעשו זאת רעשי וילכו ויעשו בני ישראל וכי כבר עושו אני רואה לי מקיים ואלו מרש חידש נאמר להם וכי כבר עושו only for Mishchidish that it was said to do. And the Kemen Shekibu Aleyem, since they were Mekabal on them to do, the Mekayim the Mitzvah, Maila Aleyem HaKosu Ki'ilu Osu. Rashi brings from Mechil. Because they were Mekabal to do the Mitzvah already, it's the Posu considers it as if it's done. Rosh Meint, Dr. Baron, it doesn't mean that they already got the schar. Schar for a mitzvah, you get when you're mekayim the mitzvah. It doesn't mean because they're mekabel on themselves to do the mitzvah, it's kiilu they already got the schar for the mitzvah. Dr. Bayan, kiilu also means that when they're mekabel on themselves to do the mitzvah, they're holding already on the madrega. That they're holding by doing the mitzvah, if they did the mitzvah. The madrega is ha'odom. The madrega that a person reaches when he's mekayim a mitzvah, when he was mekabel on himself to do the mitzvah, is already holding by that madrega. Dr. Baron, as every a person's mekabel on himself, he's going to shteig, he's going to become a godel, and he commits and he sits down, taka to learn. Right now, he's already mekabel that all the siyat the shmaya that he's going to get to become that. So what's its nikdin? What's its tolian? It's tolian the kabbalah. The person's mekabel on himself. If that's what he's going to be, that's what he's going to be. Remember one time, at the Kodul, by Shalom Shechter, I wasn't able to know him, but when I came in, he was already very sick. He was already in America by the end of his sickness. And he was nifter a few months later. And they were talking on him, Shmuel Chasma, apparently he was a very, very, very choshen, choshen in your mind. He was a very choshen in your mind. Apparently he was a very choshen in your mind. Stories about him. But he was young. He was very, very young. He was married with two little kids. And he was on the verge of I don't think he was learning from the time he was a little kid. But he was just, you know, getting started, so to speak. They were talking about that spade that they were saying on him. I remember Shalom said that it state, Shalom, the bigger Shemayim, state, the person has to be careful when he maspit someone, he shouldn't speak, you know, that he was holding on a high madrega and he was really holding. And he says that nifta, he said, I don't have to worry. He says, call Ashvach, he says, whatever we're going to say on him is only mitzvah. He said there was another Ishkayil that got up to speak, another Ishkayil. And he said that, what do we bring Mishabech? Between me and you, how much did he know already? He's been learning a few years by Hasmoda Rabba, but right? We're not talking, you know, Shas and Bais, we're talking like Rukilu, we're talking about the God Ladar. And I'm asking, he said, I'm 100% masking to all the Hespedim. But what are we talking about? We're talking about what the person was going to be. This is what we're praising. We're praising the person of what he was going to be. Name. Because that's where he was headed, because that's what he was mekabel on himself, and you saw that it was not a commitment, now he was holding there. Mishabeach what he was now. Not what he was going. Oh, he was going. He was going. Ah, fine. As that time, Chochem, this person was on his way to becoming. Now he was Chosh. Now he was Chosh. A person is mekabel on himself. It's ki'ilu. He was mekayim. Not just schar mitzvah. He's mekayim. He's on holding on the madrega. A person makes a commitment to sit down and learn. It could be that he doesn't know a blessed word of Torah. Right now, he's called a godel. He's mekayim on himself to become a godel. As taka mekabel, a real kabbalah. Right now, godless. He's on the madrega from godless. That's the godless from Yeshiva Bach. Shmuel Birnbaum used to hold. He was talking to Yeshiva Bach, and he told him, Agvir, at this kum, then Agvir, what's that? Agvir, I'm talking to a Yeshiva Bach. Much more chashiv from Agvir. What's the chashivus from a Yeshiva Bach? He could be a Bach that's his first day in Yeshiva. He wasn't in the French yet. Yeshiva Bach is someone's mekabel on himself to sit in the interior. Right now, he's holding on that madrig. And that, Rabbi says, the avodah from Tu B'Shvat. Everybody's going to look at me. I want to see all the shakta. Tu B'Shvat! Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat. Everyone knows Tu B'Shvat is all about is godless from the payers, and the soul, and the teaching. But most people say, you know, the mice, if I go shakas to Hasidish guy, you know, Hasidis. Hasidis is those, and school is Pashas Hamon, Hasidis, but we're from the Litvish. So what shakas do I have to Tu B'Shvat? Shakas. I was looking to hear a few years ago. From our own, I was looking to hear this pshat, and not everybody I can quote, nobody really knows who I'm quoting, but I was looking to hear from Eli Mendelovich. He opened up my eyes, and that was 2 years ago. He said, he was thinking this morning, well, that morning I came to him. I think it was 2 years ago, too, Bishra, yeah. His voice to that girl says, I'm too, Bishra. Peyrus, Ilonus, too, Bishra, to get high, Ilanut. What he's saying, Shabbos is going to be too, Bishra. I want everybody to look outside the house and tell me what they see in the trees. Come back 6 months from now, you're going to see beautiful trees, right? Right now, it's garnished, right? Just snow, there's no leaves on the trees. They don't look that great. That's what you did. You dress up your birthday party. That's what you want to look like. Missing all your hair. You're not dressed properly. That's what you want to look like on your birthday. Chag Ilanot. We should celebrate when the trees are beautiful, when their fruits are blossoming. He said like that, what's Tu B'Shvat? Tu B'Shvat is the beginning from when the sraf, the sap comes into the tree. You can't see anything. Nothing to see, there's nothing to smell, there's nothing to touch. Garnished and garnished. It's just happening inside the tree. The spark, the notetz, the spark, right? From what the tree is going to be, is taking place. The spark that's going to make the tree into that beautiful tree that you're going to see, that's what's taking place right now. You're not going to see. You're not going to see. You see the tree? A raw yeshiva bachur. A raw guy that just got out of, who knows where. He's coming off the streets. And a raw guy, a tree, with nothing to do, nothing on it. What's inside? Only that person and the Rebbe Nishan knows what's inside. Only to see on the tree. But the tree now, the potential starting in that tree, the potential is there. It made its what's it called? You know, its start. It made its jump start. Now, Tu B'Shvat Igiya Chag La'ilanut. Now's the Chag. Right now. It's already a madrega of a tree. The Zel Bazach person. That's what a person has to think out of Tu B'Shvat. Not the Chas V'Shalom Ben Bazal, everybody said, Paris, Chos Bazach. And those, but a person has to take out, what's the avodah that a person has to take out from Tu B'Shvat? He has to come out from this Shabbos knowing what Kabbalah he's going to take on himself this year. Going back to Rosh Hashanah, I just did that a few months ago. What am I going to become on myself now to become? What sraf, what sap am I going to put in myself right now? And this is the avodah of a person. We spoke about this last week, if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember. We spoke about this last week. That when a runner starts to run a marathon, when does he decide he's going to finish that marathon? Not while he's running. Anybody that did not make this decision before he started to run the marathon that he's going to finish, doesn't finish. That decision was made before he started to run. The sraf, the sap from the tree, before it started to grow, before it started to wax, a person has to recover on himself. That's what I'm going to be. From then, if it's a real Kabbalah, an Insta Kabbalah, from then he has the Siyata, the Shmaya, the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to help. He's holding right now on that Madriga. Right now, Gadlus. A bunch of Gedolim sitting in this room right now. That's my Gadlus. That's the Gadlus from Yeshiva Bach. It's the Gadlus from a person, a mensch. A mensch is Mekabal on himself. Abdul, I don't like to be an example. President of the United States, from what I understand, they said about it. Nowadays, President, but I said he made history, right? Whatever you want to say about it, he made history. He decided when he was a little kid, I don't remember the grade, first, second, third, different guesses, he told his teacher he's going to be the President of the United States. Obviously, everybody laughed. Right? You don't have to be a genius to know that if you were in that class, you would have laughed, and I'm sure the teacher laughed. Who's laughing now? He made that decision. He made that decision way before it was even in the talk about. There was nothing to talk about. His mind, he was already present. A person makes the commitment, and that's the avodah now, holding mamish now. Parshas Boy, you see it. And you see it in the avodah from Tu B'Shvat. When a person just makes the commitment, again, it has to be an empty commitment. The person has to know, he has to have straight. You sit a person down, and so El Khanami, when you sit down by yourself, could be you could fool yourself, but try to make yourself into two people, right? Or if you want to do with another person, you could also. Try to make yourself into two people. What do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be when you grow up? No, I was thinking, first of all, the person is already grown up. I was thinking, I got the kid, and I worked for a few years, and I tried this, I'll try that, I don't know, you know. We'll start, we'll see where life takes me. Maybe I get married, hopefully. What's going to be after that, I don't know, we'll see who I marry. This is a person who doesn't have enough straight. The person has to sit down and know himself, and understand himself, and make a Kabbalah based on this is what I am now, this is what I want. This is where I'm going. Right now, that person is there. Because I'm a Madriga. That doesn't mean we can sit back with our feet up. That's not an Insta Kabbalah. The person has to be Makayim on his other side. I don't like to give Musr. We all know that's the other lot. I like to give Chizik. But, whoever is not holding them, we're getting old. The years are going by. Years are going by. We're getting old. It's time to start thinking about ourselves. We have to start thinking about ourselves. We have to start thinking where we're going. What we're going to be when we grow up. And the decision that we make, Rabbi Yisai, the Eibishter, is going to give from now the Siyata, the Shmai, this younger man was a Choshev younger man. And this younger man, that's what he was saying in that Hesped, he went up to Shemayim right now. They didn't look in the future 600 pages down the line and say, oh, he was on his way to becoming this. Gevaldik. Right now he was Choshev, right then and there, that was his Din Mahesh. He was Choshev right there. Because he made an enhanced commitment in his life, that's what he was saying. Agod will be Yisrael. Eivish, they should help us, we should take it. We go into Shabbos, Choshev Lach, also to B'Shvat, it's Shabbos, give us time to think. Avoid it. Person has to come out from Shabbos next week. We come in, new people fresh, to start to think where we're headed. What we want from ourselves. What the Eibishter maybe wants from us, because he kind of created us, and maybe, you know, think about that a little bit. Like, what does he want from me? What did he put me here for? To hang out? Whatever. Chill. Could be. Excellent people chill, which I get a kick out of it. have a friend in the night. He always says, the Rebbeinu Shlomo also has a sense of humor. He holds, I could be, he put me here, that's a sense of humor. That's for sure. If you want something from us, what do you want? My commitment, it's not the world's fault. It's not, the world is crazy. Don't worry about the world. What are we supposed to be doing in this world? The world is not prepared. Chofetz Chaim, when he was younger, everybody knows the story. I don't know if everybody knows. They say in public speaking classes that you're never supposed to assume anyone knows anything. You're never supposed to say that. We always say that. But everybody knows the famous Gemara. You're not supposed to say that. But anyways, we're not in public speaking classes. We're not so official. But they say the Chofetz Chaim, when he was younger, he decided that he's going to change the world. As he got a little older, he said, it's not hard to change. We can't get to the whole world, so I'll just change his town. They didn't have internet in those days. He couldn't connect with people across the world. So he just changed his town. As he got a little older, he decided he can't really change his town either, because it's a big town. So maybe I'll just change the people around me, my neighbors. He got older, he realized, it's also hard. I'll just change my family. Then when he got a little bit older than that, he realized that he can't change anyone else but himself. He has to work on himself. That's what he's going to change. I heard, that's the famous story from the Chofetz Chaim. I was there to meet Shmuel Birnbaum one time in my life. And he told us, after the shiur he gave, we were talking to him, and he told us this story, and he said that he heard from Rebbe Chanan, Chanan Wasserman, the big Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. Rebbe Chanan told them, he learned by Rebbe Chanan, Rebbe Chanan told them, and the Chofetz Chaim decided to change himself, he said, and Dosot Ge'ir Gemach Dagan Tzelem. That changed the whole world. I wasn't so wrong when he was a kid. See the koyach of working on ourselves, of looking at ourselves, looking into our own lives, and making a commitment with the help from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, we can ibgamach the answer.